This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, find the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps professionals find fulfilling careers. One of the best ways to get good at job hunting is to talk to people who do it well. That's why once a month I interview a MaxList reader who found a dream job. Today I'm talking to Annalisa Davis, and she's the executive director of Rahab Sisters. It's a nonprofit in Portland that creates community by providing radical hospitality to marginalized women. Annalisa Davis knows how hard it can be to return to full-time work after a long break. And she also knows the difference volunteer experience can make in a career. In a story you can find on the MaxList website, Annalisa describes how volunteering helped her get relevant experience, connect with the mission she cared about, and led to her dream job. She joins us today in the MaxList studio in Portland, Oregon. Annalisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mac. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, you're the executive director of Rahab Sisters. Tell me, Annalisa, why do you love your job?
Oh my gosh, I love my job because I have this incredible opportunity to create the space for a community of women to develop. This was an organization that had been around for 15 years before they hired their first staff person. And it's a deeply organic community that already existed, and I get to come and get to meet all of these amazing community members every Friday night in our space and watch that community continue to grow and create the space for it to continue to grow.
Well, tell our listeners what happens on Friday night and the rest of the week at Rahab Sisters.
So we are open Fridays from 5 to 10. We open our doors to anyone who identifies as a woman or whose gender identity makes them vulnerable. And we share a community meal together, served restaurant style at beautiful tables. We offer hygiene supplies, basic necessities for dignity and survival for folks who are in need. But the real story of who we are is the community that we create together. And we have different activities that go on every Friday night, from haircuts to movie nights to yoga. We are really deeply rooted in relationship with one another. And some of our folks have been coming for upwards of 10 years.
What kind of difference do those services make in the lives of the people that you meet in your work, Annalisa?
I think as humans, we are all seeking community and connection, even when we don't necessarily know that we are. I said to one of our guests the other night, we were chatting, and I said, you know, we're all here for the same reason. All of our guests are volunteers. We're here because we're looking for connection. And she said, I'm not looking for connection. I just come because I like to talk to you. Oh, wait.
So there is a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been in the job now for almost 2 years. Why is this a good fit for you?
It's been an incredible growth opportunity for me. I've been in the nonprofit world my whole career. I've never been on the front lines in a very tiny, tiny nonprofit in this way. So it has allowed me to bring the skills that I've built up over 20 years of working and volunteering in the nonprofit community, along with the opportunity for me to just learn extraordinarily new things and skills that I would have told you I had no ability with before. It's given me a chance to really see Portland and our country from a different angle.
How did you find the job, Annalisa?
Well, it was thanks to you all. I had been thinking about going back to work. I'd been staying home with my daughter since we moved to Portland. And I found somebody had told me about MaxList, and I just subscribed to it, and I kept checking it, even when I wasn't actively looking, because I felt like it was a good way to get a sense of what was going on in Portland, especially for me within the nonprofit community, and just see what organizations were out there and places I might want to get involved. And there was this job posting that came up that had these words, radical hospitality, in it. And I read through, I clicked and I read through the job listing, and then I, you know, closed it. I kind of went on with my day, and those words just stuck with me. They stuck with me. And after a weekend I thought, I'm just gonna apply for this job and see what happens. I have no idea what this thing is that they're talking about or what this organization is, but it really captured my attention.
It's a memorable phrase, radical hospitality. What would you say to listeners who are pondering that right now or trying to understand what that means?
To me, radical hospitality is being open to and welcoming of everybody as they are. And that's what we do at Rahab Sisters on Friday night. We come with no judgment, and everyone is welcome in our space. Our only rule is that you have to be able to be safe within our space and keep it a safe community. But we don't judge you for coming in with whatever it is that you're carrying that night. And it's an incredibly freeing philosophy that I found I apply a lot more to people I encounter in other parts of my life as well.
In your article on our website, Annalisa, you said that highlighting your volunteer experience both on your resume and your LinkedIn page made a difference in your search. Tell us more about that.
Well, when I moved up to Portland from Texas about 5 years ago, and we knew nobody up here, and I was staying home with my daughter, and I decided I wanted to get to know Portland and get to know the community. And so I started volunteering pretty much with different organizations until I found the right fit for something. And it gave me a chance to get to know Oregon overall. It gave me a chance to meet people in the community who were interested in things I was interested in, and to be able to continue to use my skills. So I was able to continue to grow professionally just by virtue of showing up and volunteering in organizations for causes I cared about.
And what difference do you think that made, being able to highlight those volunteer experiences on your application materials?
I think it showed that I did create connections. I did have an understanding of the sort of nonprofit landscape in Portland to a certain extent, and then I had continued to keep skills sharp even when I wasn't actively getting paid for work that I did.
You mentioned that you had several different volunteer experiences. Did you also have the chance by working as a volunteer to try out different roles and maybe decide that was a direction you didn't want to go in?
Oh, yes. I did a lot of volunteer work that was similar to what the professional work that I had done in Houston before I came here. And while I loved being able to bring some of my past experience and skills to that, it also made me realize I was a little tired of doing some of those things, and pushed me into thinking differently about what it was that I wanted to do. And I was fortunate to be volunteering in organizations that gave me a chance to, as you said, to test out something different, to step into roles that were not immediately natural to me and made me a little uncomfortable, and that I learned from, and I brought that experience to my new job as well.
And did you have an expectation, Annalisa, that volunteering might lead to a job, or were you looking to acquire skills?
I think I was largely looking to not be isolated in my house with a toddler.
That's a good goal, too.
I'm an extrovert. I like to be around other people, and I like to be involved in social justice organizations. And this was a fun way to do that. And in all of my volunteer jobs, I took my daughter with me to all of them. And that was really fun, too, that she had this experience.
She was a toddler in those years.
She was a toddler and a preschooler. She went to so many City Club Research Board meetings that they actually
Good
gave her own nameplate that she could put in front of her at the meetings.
Those are powerful experiences. I remember riding with my mom when she delivered Meals on Wheels.
Mm, yeah, I think yeah.
When, and parents provide all kinds of experiences for their kids like that, but it'll make a great impression on her one day, don't you think?
I think so. You know, I was just saying it had been a long time since she and I had been to Salem for any lobbying, so we're gonna work that into our schedule this year so she could be back in the Capitol again. So it was great to be able to do that. That volunteering gave me a chance to grow both professionally, and it was also just kind of a fun parenting and teaching opportunity for my daughter.
Now let's talk more about your job search. What made the biggest difference, do you think, in your success?
I think it was coming to the job search and the job interview with a lot more curiosity, an interest in trying something different than what I had done before, and that meant asking a lot of questions. Because I wasn't really sure what I was getting into. Also, and I talked about this a little bit in the story that I shared on the website, I put myself out there in a way that I had not ever done before professionally. After I had visited rehabs later in the interview process, and I just really knew that was a place that I wanted to be. And so I wrote a letter to the board that was a lot more vulnerable and heartfelt than I probably would have done 5 years ago, and just let them know how much this community had impacted me in the short time that I'd been able to experience and how much I wanted to continue to be a part of that.
Talk more about writing that letter and sharing that vulnerability. Was that hard for you to do?
For me, extraordinarily hard.
Okay.
Because it's a big risk to you know, it always, whenever you go out, I think, for a job interview, then you're taking a risk and you've got that sort of fear of rejection. And it felt like it was compounding it to be able to just be so open about this is something that really deeply connects with me emotionally and I want to be a part of it. I knew that if I didn't get the job that it was going to maybe sting a little bit more because I really opened up about it.
How did you know it was the right thing to do, to be that vulnerable and take that risk?
I think partly because that's what I saw in the space when I was there that night. I thought this is a community of people who are being vulnerable together on a regular basis. And also, I just knew in my heart that it was where I wanted to be. It was the next step for me because it was so completely different from anything that I'd done before.
What didn't work in your job search?
What didn't work in my job search, I think, was not being clear for myself. When I first started thinking about going back to work, it just seemed to make sense to me that I would continue to do the same things that I had done in my past jobs.
And you had a background as an administrator of nonprofits.
Yeah, I had been a chief development officer and worked in board governance for a long, long time. And so that seemed like an easy...
And these were medium and large size nonprofits, very different from the one you're running.
Very,
today.
Very different. They were much more institutional organizations with large staffs and large budgets, doing great work in the world, but looking very, very different. And that was kind of where I immediately started looking. And while I could get my resume opened the door into the interview, I would get in the interview and think, wow, this is not exciting to me. And that certainly came across in the interview process.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one particular, I'd gone to the second round of interviews and we were all kind of sitting there. I think we all had this realization at the moment of why is this person here right now? Because it's not really, she doesn't seem that enthusiastic about what we're talking about.
Well, finally, what's your number one job hunting tip for our listeners?
I think that my number one tip is you've got to be clear about the more you can find out about the culture of the organization that you're going into. I think that job description can look amazing, and can be a perfect match with your skills. And it's hard to find that cultural fit. And I've learned that over a long period. And of course, the mistakes that you make when you see, you think this is going to be an amazing dream job for me. And I can overlook these little red flags that I see in the organization. For me, I asked directly about questions, concerns that I had about the culture of the organization. I would say at a different point in my career, when it's harder to ask those questions directly, then I wish that I had asked questions in the interview process about what I observed in the building when I came in. I noticed everybody was eating their lunch at their desk, or, you know, just things that would tell me a little bit more about what it was really like to be in that organization.
Well, terrific. Well, thank you, Annalisa, for sharing your story today. And you can learn more about Annalisa Davis's job search by visiting maxlist.org/stories. And check out the MaxList website for dozens of other success stories. Every Friday, we add a new interview with a MaxList reader who's found a dream job. Go to maxlist.org/stories. In the meantime, thank you for listening to today's bonus episode of Find Your Dream Job.